This service is like no other in our church calendar year. It begins in darkness, or as close to darkness as we can get in daylight savings times in Alabama. It begins with the lighting of the new fire, the fire that signifies Christ's light in the world, both today and each day throughout this year. The Paschal candle, the Christ candle. We begin outside in darkness, and we move into the church with little light at all. It takes a moment to adjust. It's awkward. It's not routine. Our bearings are lost, both in the dimness of the light and the fact that the service doesn't follow the normal flow of services. We hear the exultant, the ancient hymn sung on this night, a hymn that sings of the great act of God on this night, the event of the resurrection. It calls all the chorus of heaven to join with the chorus on earth in proclaiming the greatness of God. It proclaims the news that the light has again overcome the darkness, that life has overcome death. The exultant proclaims that in this holy night, wickedness is put to flight and sin is washed away, that innocence is returned to the fallen and joy to those who mourn, that pride and hatred are cast out and peace and concord are restored. This night is named as blessed because it is in this night that earth and heaven are joined and man, people, are reconciled to God. Through the resurrection of Christ, all is made right once again. That is the significance of this holy night. But before we pronounce the Easter acclamation and claim for ourselves the resurrected life with Christ, we first need to retrace the path that brings us here. First, we retell our family history, the history of God's family since the beginning of time. We begin by hearing of the original light, the first light brought into the world, the light that came from God and changed chaos into creation. We hear that God moved and breathed and spoke and all things came to be. And all those things came to be through the creative activity of God and were good. We hear of the Exodus, when God again moved in history. After hearing the cry of his people who were in bondage, God acted in a specific way at a specific time and place to bring his people to freedom. That salvation is then expanded to include all who would be included, not just those originally freed slaves. Finally, in our Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, we hear that God wants to give his people a new heart and a new spirit. God yearns to be in a relationship with his people that mirrors the relationship that was in the beginning, where God and his people were mutually faithful and loving. God's end of that bargain has never even wavered. But the people have put any number of things in front of their relationship with God. In the retelling of these stories, our history is brought into this holy space. The stories are not just old Bible stories that have no meaning for us today. They tell us who we are and how we got here to this moment in time, when once again, All is made right, and all is holy, and all is whole. We're reminded in Paul's letter to the Romans that if we have been baptized into Christ's death through baptism, we are also raised with him in his resurrection. The old life that leads to no more than death has been replaced by a new life that is eternal. In just a few minutes, in just a minute, we'll join together to bring Kinley Marie Loera through those waters of baptism, through the very waters that were passed through in the Exodus, and that Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, the life-giving waters of baptism. We will renew our own baptismal covenant and once again commit to life in Christ with each other. We will again promise to take part in the life of worship through the apostles' teaching and the breaking of bread. We will promise that when we fall into sin, we will repent and return to the Lord. We will promise to be living examples of the good news of God in Christ, and we will pledge to strive for justice and peace among all people and to respect the dignity of every human being. These are weighty promises and pledges, and there is no hope that we could ever begin to fulfill them without the words, "with God's help." With God, all things are possible. This night, this celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and the new life given to us is certainly proof of that. This night, this Easter vigil is holy indeed. Let us join with all the company of heaven as we proclaim, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." Amen.